Greetings, American Fork High School. My name is Scott Pizzani from San Francisco, California. Welcome. We're here together at the Brigham Band Invitational here at Utah State University. It's going to be my pleasure to offer comments in the area of visual effect, focusing in two areas, one being the effect of the repertoire, the other being the effect of the performers. Hopefully provide some talking points for you that will assist in the growth and development of your program. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Really appreciate the aesthetics of the pre-show and how we introduce the performers onto the field. Very strong textural and dimensional qualities, very unique, innovative utilization of the props and how they continue to progress from side to side. Again, questions of dimensionality and how we work in and around them. Strong sense of clarity building into the resolution. Orchestration of musical voicings, continuing with a point of emphasis here with the wind element. And now building into the different vignettes with the brass, utilizing, again, the props to really having to pull in and create that dimensional effect in the negative space with inclusion of the color guard and filling the entirety of the field. Excellent impact, strong sense of color, moderate level of achievement. Strong rotational quality in the different groups, posturing, gestural efforts, coming in and out of center. Appreciate the sense of continuity and how you integrate the slopes within the negative space of that effort. Again, creating dimension and texture here to the front side, unison choreography, pulling the two sides of the color guard together and then complemented by the musicians. Strong technical qualities in the lower plane, really maximizing the effectiveness and the impact of that moment. Strong visual enhancement through the sequential effort going through the band. Strong elements once again here in the proximity of the wind, working in and around the sense of connection, being negative space with the weapons over towards side one with the musicians. Again, there's just a sense of logic and continuity, a strong visual enhancement of the audio qualities. It's like I'm seeing what I'm hearing, creating a sense of variety, working on the angles with the props around the perimeter. Not quite sure the coordination of the silks in the rear, seeming to be a bit disconnected. Excellent progressive over time as you integrate the sabers within the negative space and open up with the winds. Excellent. There's a sense of maturity and refinement in how we continue to provide a variety of effects over time. Really creating a sense of framing over time. Strong textural development, once again, the effect of the musicians, and you maintaining tacit, letting the color guard through the negative space, and then working through the texture and dimension once again. Oh, nicely done with the rotation of the props. Yes, and then working through the perimeter. Very strongly resolved. It makes sense. There's a sense of continuity and logic. The concept is clear. There is a mature approach into the evolution of events over time. I think that the silks are somewhat disjointed as they came around the backside and the proclivity as they remain somewhat as a framing quality in the perimeter. Maybe something to take a look at. Nicely done. The interplay, the sense of communication and aesthetics here, sampling of the winds to the front side. Really appreciate the recursive motion and how that really creates vision injection. The sense of visual weight and the speed and how this continues to evolve in toward the center, working through the aesthetics of that development. Again, multiple events over time, how there maintains a sense of unity. And again, the aesthetics and communication. Ooh, nice expansion here with the winds. Good for you. The low brass element coming in and out of the 50. Wow.
recovery.
Excellent. Again, the dimensional attributes and how that's manifested in a variety of ways. You really are pulling me into the performance. Just the subtleties of the foot position, plie position, back up into center. Excellent brass. Clear evidence of training and the explicit intentional information and instruction that these students have been the beneficiary fully supports their ability to really maximize these moments. Color Guard, I think you can continue to aesthetically communicate to me and connect with me as we continue through the duration of this phrase. Max it out. There you go. Strong contrast as you diminish the visual weight of the musicians, pulling us to the emphasis of the cluster of the color guard in toward the center. Excellent. Oh, careful. Yeah, that was a bit tough.
Scary, but I think that rifle was slick.
There you go. You got it.
So I think that, you know, the moment is
gradations of speed in a variety of ways as you pull the performers back in toward the center with the props. You create that negative space for the percussion. Excellent. Again, the sense of connection and continuity, the plant coordination of events over time. Excellent. Strong sense of development and building into the the resolving of the chordal structure into the resolution. Excellent.
Okay. So when we do go into this body contribution, you've got to make sure that we're all paying attention to the right line and something out there. That's cool.
Excellent. As you work around each of the props, and again connect the color guard here to the winds over towards side two, and the different clusters over towards side one. Again, there's primary, secondary, tertiary qualities, again, in how you continue to create and generate and maximize the effects of the moments. Good for you. Using the line of the equipment as the performers are reintroduced to the front side. Again, it creates that sense of continuity and coordination between efforts. Strong textural oppositional motion with the musicians. And again, the geometry of it all. Wow. And there's that curvilinear in toward the center with the musicians. Excellent. And then the oppositional motion through concentric circles and how we reorganize the props, expand the negative space, and then take the color guard to take the full expanse of the field. This is a lengthy development here to the front side, creating the negative space, and again, the aesthetics of how this continues to develop and evolve. Wow, good for you. Again, the contrast of the black and white uniforms of the performers in the negative space of the props. Excellent. Well, I hope my comments have been helpful. I certainly enjoyed having the opportunity of using the program. There is a level of maturity and depth and sophistication in the variety of the way that you generate effect. The props are an integral quality of the programming and of the repertoire, and they are essential. And you have very intentionally and strategically utilize them to maximize the effects of your moments, and I think that they are a sincere attribute to the repertoire. Again, performers, my offering to you is to continue to think about how to connect with the audience, how to communicate, how to create that sense of connection. I want you to draw me in, and I don't want you to let go until the final note. It seems to wane at times, particularly in the middle section, particularly, but for the most part, I certainly hope my comments have been helpful. I want to wish you guys the very, very best of luck.